Joining us right now is Jay Christian Adams. He is a member of the Election Integrity Commission. Good morning, Jay. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
So, Christian, we thought we'd have you on because, you know, we've got a key legislative seat in Virginia that's still not decided. It's down to one vote. And I know that you've done a lot of work in Virginia looking at the voter rolls there. And you found thousands, for example, of non-citizens who had been on the rolls and been voting in Virginia. So the voter rolls, there might be people voting, I think, in this particular election who aren't actually eligible to vote.
Well, in fact, this particular jurisdiction where this close election is taking place is one of the worst ones in the state, where the most non-citizens were found on the rolls. Remember, we did a public records request to get non-citizen cancellations, people who were, unambiguously canceled for a citizenship defect. And we found that Norfolk was one of the worst places, which means they're getting on the rolls in the first place somehow in this part of the country. And we don't know how many haven't been caught. And that's the big problem.
Yeah, and I think another problem that I've read about is that Virginia is part of this nationwide system of comparing voter rolls, and they've got literally hundreds of thousands of individuals who are registered in both Virginia and other states. But my understanding is the state election board, they're not actually doing anything to investigate those registrations and clean up the rolls. Is that right?
Right. And what you're referring to, Hans, is the interstate cross-check system. It's a great idea where states compare their data. They say, well, look, you know, if you're in Florida or New York, all these snowbirds go to Florida in the winter. They might be registered in two places, which we know some were, like Wendy Rosen, who was the nominee for the first Maryland congressional district, was voting in both Florida and in New York State. And Virginia is a member of this interstate cross-check and has found lots and lots of people who were both registered in Virginia, probably in this disputed district, and in other states. And they have the information, but they're not doing anything with it because they have a very partisan state election agency right now that has to participate in cross-check but just really doesn't ever follow through on cleaning up the rolls.
In regards to Virginia, you know, there's just this ridiculousness going on because we have a tied vote as of right now. It's tied because we have to pay people reminiscent of hanging chads in Florida to come in and examine ballots and determine what people really meant when they marked their ballot. I like the idea of paper ballots in a way because, you know, it can't be hacked electronically. You can't have people fooling around with the little cards inside, but, you know, when they transport them. But on the other hand, when you have paper ballots, you have this problem. In your mind, what is the best solution for this?
Well, actually, believe it or not, I think the best system of voting is what Virginia has, and that is an OptiScan form that is not counted by human beings who can cheat. And in other words, you fill out the oval and you scan it. And what they're doing and what they have been doing in Virginia is figuring out what the oval is, what, in fact, the voter intended. You know, there was one guy who filled out the oval for a Democrat and crossed through it and filled out the oval for the Republican. And you know what? You're going to always have something like that. But what this demonstrates is the importance of caring about voter fraud. You know, there's this whole industry of voter fraud deniers out there, and they want to tell you voter fraud doesn't exist, and you wonder why they're so zealous about it. But in reality, we know that non-citizens vote, people double vote, people vote with absentee ballot crimes, and it's a serious problem. And the Virginia race is an uncomfortable historical event for them now that shows why it matters.
Yeah, I do. I think you brought up something right there with the absentee ballots that is just rife with fraud. It's ridiculous how easy it is to just apply for a ballot online. You know, say, hey, I need a ballot. I'm not going to be here. And I've done it before because I was going on vacation or something. But it's really up to me to be honest about it and then not go and vote in person as well. It's crazy.
Well, right. And it's even worse than that. I'm litigating a case right now against Starr County, Texas, in federal court, an election integrity case. And we've discovered in the case that the criminals were creating false registrations, just making people up and putting them on the voter rolls. And there's no checks. There's no magic mothership database to see if somebody is real. They're making them up, putting them on the rolls, and then voting them absentee. They were having these phony people apply for absentee ballots by the dozens in a small town. And so It is real. Voter fraud is real. There are people who will tell you it's not because apparently they're benefiting from it. That's the only explanation I can think of.
Is anyone ever prosecuted for any of these crimes?
Great question. I'm glad you asked. Richard Pilger is a Justice Department employee on the he's a GS-15 making over $160,000 a year. Justice Department head of the Election Crimes Branch, put there under Eric Holder, name again, Richard Pilger. And this man has not brought a single voter fraud prosecution in 8 years of Obama and 1 year of Trump. He's not doing his job, and he needs to be replaced by Attorney General Sessions and put somebody in there who's willing to prosecute voter fraud. One of the things I did recently on the Election Integrity Commission is I suggested that we contact the Justice Department and ask why it is that no voter fraud prosecutions have been brought in 9 years. And as a matter of fact, my organization, Public Interest Legal Foundation, and others have sent them the names of people, alien voters. We've sent them prosecutions, bow-tied, turnkey prosecutions, and the Justice Department simply won't enforce federal law when it comes to alien voting, illegal voting. And I'd like to know why Richard Pilger still has a job.
It's a great question.
Well, and you mentioned the Election Integrity Commission. I think they just, and I should mention, I'm on it along with you. They just won a lawsuit that had been filed against it, trying to keep it from working, right? I think in the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia.
Right, it's an epic fail. And when I say epic fail, I mean the organization was called Epic. And what's happening, folks, is this commission that Hans and I are on, all we want to do is look at vulnerabilities in the system and make recommendations, nothing more. But all of these left-wing voter fraud denier industry groups have brought all these lawsuits to stop it, to stop the commission from even asking the questions. That's the level of intellectual curiosity among the people who tell you there's no voter fraud. And they brought all these lawsuits, one of them by EPIC, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, to try to prevent the commission from looking at public information, information that the states sell to other people about the voter list, to simply see if people are illegally registered to vote. And they wanted to stop us from even looking at that. So they go to federal court. And the Court of Appeals in D.C. just shut down their lawsuit and said, no, this is essentially a phony lawsuit. You don't have standing. The court can't even listen to this because you weren't even like a real complainant. And so that case was tossed out just, I think, yesterday.
Well, congratulations to both of you. J. Christian Adams, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful new year.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That's J. Christian Adams from the Election Integrity Commission.